In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our gospel reading from Mark, the first chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the first Sunday of Lent is set in the wilderness. At least, it's supposed to be. But Mark's gospel moves much too quickly for this. The wilderness and the temptation of Christ are just a passing phrase. Mark says, the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him. That's it. Mark doesn't tell us anything about how he was tempted, or where the tempter took him, or how he defeated the Satan himself with the Word of God. Mark doesn't even mention that Jesus had been fasting for 40 days. He doesn't tell us that Jesus was hungry or tired, just like all men get hungry and tired. Mark doesn't give us any of that. And that's why you've got Matthew and Luke to fill in those parts of the story. But our text for today comes from Mark's gospel, short as it is. And for all that he leaves out, he still keeps our eyes fixed upon Jesus. For Mark, it's all about Jesus, not Satan, not temptations, not fasting, just Jesus. Oh, and I guess wild animals too. Isn't it strange that Mark leaves out all the dialogue between Jesus and Satan, but includes a mention of wild animals? None of the other gospel writers do this. But what Mark wants you to recognize about this Jesus is that he stands in utter loneliness, desolation, wilderness, and among wild beasts for you. The wild beasts that surround Christ are just like the wild beasts that often surround you. These beasts are with you every single day. They're the sore throats, the allergies, aches, and pains that wear you down. They're the cancer, the COVID-19, the irregular heartbeats, bipolar disorders, dementia, ALS, Parkinson's, fibromyalgia, and clinical depression. They're the bad bosses, the rude cashiers, disobedient children, reckless drivers. Each of these beasts, in its own way, wears us down, brings us to the last straw. Each makes us wonder how much longer we can actually take it. They test our patience, they test our nerve, and they take every ounce of patience and nerve we have. And they wear us down. When we're alone with these wild beasts, when we're cast out into the wilderness, and when Satan then comes along, we don't do so well. When we're angry, or frustrated, or sad, or suffering, we're much more susceptible to listening to Satan's temptations and offers. The devil is so much more alluring to us and our sinful flesh. Sometimes he offers us an easy way out, whether it's by drinking or smoking weed or by running away from home or cutting all ties with our lifetime friends or any other escapes. Each and every one of us has one, and you know what they are. Satan's way is always the easy way. He sees your suffering and exhaustion, your pain, your loneliness, and he offers you a way out. But this easy way out, it is the devil's way. But that's not the way of God. God doesn't give you quick and easy fixes. He doesn't remove your loneliness or your aches or your pains. He doesn't take you out of this world of sin and suffering. He doesn't take you out of this world of pain, illness, or disease. He doesn't take you out of the wilderness or away from the wild beasts. No, instead, your God gets right down in there with you. And that's what St. Mark wants you to know. This Jesus, whose proper home is heaven above, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, comes down and enters into this wilderness. He takes on our flesh to bear our sin, to enter our chaotic and sinful world. He spends 40 lonely days with the wild beasts, being tempted by Satan. Our God doesn't take us out of our pain and suffering. He steps right down into it to stand with us, to fight for us. He takes the assaults of the devil, the temptations that are common to us all, and he resists them one by one. Jesus does what none of us are able to do. He doesn't look for a quick fix. He doesn't try to take an easy way out. He doesn't justify himself by comparing how well he does against others. Jesus resists the devil's temptations because he trusts the Father perfectly. He believes perfectly. He prays perfectly. He loves perfectly, and he suffers perfectly. But the perfect life of Jesus doesn't do you any good unless he actually gives it to you. That's why Mark doesn't dwell on the temptation for that long. Remember, it's just a couple of short passing verses. Mark doesn't tell us what Jesus said to Satan, but he does tell us what is said after the wilderness. Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." Notice how he doesn't give you a list of pointers or tips or steps on how to defeat Satan. He doesn't coach you along so that when you face temptation, you'll know exactly what to do. None of that. No self-help, no quick tips, no fixes, no easy ways out, no minor adjustments. None of it. Temptations will come. Satan will come. And you and I will and do fail. Repent and believe the gospel. Confess your sins, your failures, your inability to resist Satan, and believe that Jesus resists Satan for you. By his perfect life, by his innocent suffering, and by his bitter death, he has cast down the accuser, Satan, from heaven. Before God, Satan can accuse you of nothing. Jesus intercedes for you. He petitions the Father, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." And so you are. You are forgiven all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And you are free. Because in baptism, you are marked with the cross of Jesus on your forehead and on your heart. You are redeemed by he who was dead and yet now is alive again, and lives and reigns to all eternity. Jesus has given his perfect life of faith and obedience. They are yours. Therefore, my beloved brothers, dear saints of the living God, in Christ alone are you able to resist Satan. In Christ alone are the wild beasts playing tamely with the young children. And in Christ alone is Satan forever cast down, death defeated, and temptations brought to an end. All because he gave his perfect life on the cross for you. And then, by the preaching of the gospel to you, he gives you this precious gift of forgiveness, life, and salvation. You are his, and he is yours. That is your strength when temptation comes. That is your hope when temptation comes. That is your might and power, even in the face of it all. Even if you are powerless to resist, even if you fail, even if you do it over and over and over again, you are Christ's, and he is yours, now and forever. Amen.